What started as an exciting kickoff to a long weekend tradition in Norwalk turned violent Friday night when we learned at the Norwalk Oyster Festival two juveniles were stabbed and landed in the hospital for treatment. Joining us now for the very latest on this investigation is Norwalk's Police Chief James Walsh. And Chief, thank you so much for joining the show. Can you give us the very latest on what happened during the Norwalk Oyster Festival?
Yes. Good morning, Melissa. From what we know and what we've found so far is that this was a isolated incident due to a act of retaliation between the parties that all knew each other, that had a previous disturbance prior in the week. And they saw each other and a disturbance erupted at the Westgate Veterans Park during the Oyster Fest on Friday evening, which resulted in the stabbing of two of those individuals, two of whom were hospitalized as a result of their injuries.
And do we have any idea, are they expected to survive? Are they okay?
Yes. Yes. One was treated and released. One was admitted and doing better. Yes.
And these were all juvenile? These were all, what, teenagers?
Yeah, all the parties were identified as juveniles, yes.
Have we seen, Chief, in the past, this type of incident happen at the Norwalk Oyster Festival?
No, it's usually a peaceful, great event. Like you said, it's been going on for 46 years. And just like in other parts of the city, in any community, every once in a while, these acts do occur. Disturbances based on people having prior disturbances with each other. I don't think it has any nexus to the Oyster Fest. I think they just happened to run into each other. There was no information to show that this was planned, that they planned to meet there or anything like that. They just happened to see each other during that event, which was quite unfortunate on Friday evening. But the officers responded quickly. We had lots of officers. They gave first aid to the parties that needed it. They made the arrest and they recovered the evidence on scene. So the officers did a phenomenal job that were on scene.
I mean, when you talk about the Oyster Festival, Chief, you're absolutely right. I mean, this had to have been very fast police work. When you think about the manner of there are so many people who go to the Oyster Fest, the weather was amazing. So I'd imagine opening night was packed. How do you man or operate making sure security is tight for something so grand like the Norwalk Oyster Festival?
Well, we planned this event for months with our EOC, and what we do is we have several meetings leading up to it, and we just assure that we have enough people to work the grounds. For traffic is always a concern. Just allowing people to get in the entrances and the exits are always covered by officers, and we have grounds officers too. So it's a quite elaborate plan with lots of planning. We actually do create operation plans for every single day to allow for adequate staffing. And what we do is we always do after action reports and review the events that occurred this year to see if we can make any adjustments for next year. So it's always an evolving process that we review what occurred or what things went wrong or what we could do better for next year.
I know we have in Bridgeport, we have the Soundside Music Festival, which is coming up at the end of this month. And I've been in talks with Chief Porter, for example, in Bridgeport, who same sort of deal. You know, you don't expect those types of incidents to get out of hand. But we do see, unfortunately, across Connecticut an increase in especially, it sounds like, juvenile crime. What would be your suggestion, in regards to handling? I mean, it sounds like, again, Norwalk had it all under control for the Oyster Festival. But what do you believe to be like the suggestion of handling these types of events moving forward? Do you feel like things went as planned? And would you suggest that for other cities like a Bridgeport or a Stamford going forward?
Yeah, things went as planned. Sometimes with human nature, we really just can't prevent everything because people see each other. They have previous disturbances. Words lead to actions. So at times, police work can't prevent that. What we can do is to make sure that we have a plan so we're omnipresent on the field grounds so people see a large presence of police officers to not only feel safe but to deter such activity. And if it does occur, that we're well-equipped to respond swiftly, safely, to arrest the parties, to provide aid, to recover evidence like we did. So just to make sure that you're there in case something does happen. And sometimes you are able to deter such an incident.
And Chief Walsh, I appreciate you coming on the show and being able to talk about this in length, the very latest with the investigation. And certainly we hope that the next time we connect, it could be for something a little bit lighter. But thank you so much. We appreciate this.
Of course. Thank you for the opportunity and have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Norwalk Police Chief James Walsh here on WICC.